Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Like, I'm like, look, how do I start the show? I'm all excited because Meditie, I'm like, wait, hey, no.
Hey.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, we're back, we're black, we're ambition.
Yo, first of all, Mandy is using her breast pump as a mic.
And I've been looking for this freaking attachment, and it's been, my bottle has been down here the whole time in the basement.
I'm so excited that you're back, Mandy. I'm like, she's back!
I'm back.
If you've been living on a rock, child, Mandy had a whole human.
I did. Oh, and he's perfect. And I'm really annoying about it this time. It's the best. It's so good.
He's so beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, he's upstairs with Husbay right now. Husbay's going back to work in like... What's six plus eight? 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm trying to enjoy. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. I'm trying to enjoy the last bit of, you know, co-parenting that I get during the day. Mm-hmm. But it's been such a good, it's been such a fast 2 months, man.
Yeah.
When you get a toddler in the mix, they don't let you slow down. It's like, it has been fast and furious every day since Remy joined us. But yeah, thanks for all those well wishes.
Remy and Rio. Now they're both on my fridge.
Remy and Rio. Really?
I'm one of those aunties that have all the babies on their fridge. And then Roman and Mirror was like, who's that? I'm like, that's Remy.
Listen, coming for y'all's inheritance, okay? No, it'll be good. Don't worry, Mimi. You're still number one. You're still number one. We know who the queen is. Oh, man. Yeah, the last time I've seen you since I went on that. We were supposed to. Anyway, I've talked to you for sure. But
yes.
The last time, yeah, I remember counting down. I was like, am I going to get to go to the Webbies or is this baby coming? And then, of course, all that stress for nothing. He didn't come. Mm-hmm. We did go to the Webbies. It was
amazing.
Very fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it was super fun to get dressed up and have that night out. And then homeboy was like, and now I'm going to make you wait. So he waited like another 10, 11 days. But it was great. And I feel like the past 3 years of really like working on, you know, my mental health and just I was a whole different person when I had my first son. Like, was working 9 to 5, was managing a big team. It was the pandemic. It's just really wild to reflect and to see how different I am today. Cause I don't know, I'm just having so much fun. I don't want to waste time stressing about anything. I just want to be enjoying and going with the flow. And yeah, my therapist is very happy.
I know. I was like, look at Mandy, you are so chill. I love that for you. You are.
Yay.
Like, I can feel your energy from across the. Like, I feel your energy from across the, like, yeah. Cause I think, no, there was the Webbies before or after when you had the baby shower and like it was at that really beautiful park.
After? Yeah, it was after.
Okay. So that was really pretty. That park was so pretty at the baby shower. But yeah, Mandy, look, everybody was like, Mandy looks so amazing at the Webby. Honestly, it was just us. First of all, we're so old because we're like, okay, bye. Let's go home.
Tiffany went for a walk and I didn't see her again. And I was like, she'll be fine.
No, I mean, not your baby shower, the Webbies. We were like, we can't.
Oh,
we
the got Webbies, dressed up. Yeah.
We got dessert.
Yes. We gave the waiter the hard. Do you? I just remembered. We gave that poor waitstaff the hardest time. It was like, can we get the fish and see what the beef option is, or was it chicken? I forget.
I know. Yeah. He's like, well, I'm not allowed to. We're like, make it happen.
Let's get one of each. Like, come on. We got the dessert. Once the dessert was served, and we were like, okay, this is that. We're not going to be going out to party. Mm-hmm. There was no after party for me. I was sure my water was going to break any minute. Tired.
Yeah.
But it was a nice, it was a fun night.
Yeah, it was nice to get dressed up. Right, we did. And we got some pretty pictures. And now we are officially Getty stamped with our cute picture.
Ow. Mm-hmm. I was ahead of the Barbie con. I'm also wearing my Barbie. It looks kind of orange, but this is hot pink. There's nothing a hot pink bodysuit won't do to make you feel like a mother. Just call me Kiki Palmer, baby. I'm a mother.
I'm trying out a new red. See this? I'm like... How do we feel about this red lip?
Right. I love it. It's dignified. Mm-hmm. It's got a little berryness to it. It goes beautiful with your skin tone. Mm. I see you're wearing it with like a winter white.
Yeah. Meanwhile, just the tank.
We both have like the square neck tank.
This is just a Target tank, honey.
Hey. But no, what have you been up to the past couple of months? How's it been holding it down?
Being a single mom of Burning Vision. Honestly, I didn't realize how much, like, you know, because you're such a journalist. So I'm just like, interesting. I'm like, gosh darn it, where's Mandy? She does this so good. The good thing I will say is that the guests were awesome. They didn't need much coaching. And most of them, honestly, I knew. So it was like, okay, good. We could talk as like friends versus like you're a stranger. So now I don't know what to say. So like we have Farnoosh on. You know, we love Noosh.
They do. She's got a new book coming out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's, what is it called? A Healthy State of Panic.
Yes, A Healthy State of Panic, which is like what I feel like all the time.
We also had Ramit on, who is like the homie. He's hilarious and funny and irreverent.
I'm sad I missed Ramit. I haven't had a chance to listen to that one yet, but I'm excited to see that one. I listened to that interview we did with Joy because it aired after my mat leave.
Okay.
From Sisterhood Heals. I mean, from Therapy for Black Girls, talking about her new book. I listened to that episode the whole way through. I don't know. It was just nice.
It was really nice episode. So it was like, I know we had some really good guests, but you know, nobody's like Mandy.
Right?
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell you for 8 years since we've been doing the show.
I'm like, they're cool. It's not Mandra, though.
The best thing about like not having a 9-to-5 thing is that I know that it seems like, oh, it's only been 8 weeks. Why are you back at work? It's great. I love being able to like do a couple of hours of work a day and feel like a person who knows things and is a like, you know, smart person and not just boob trapped and napping and all that. Cause I don't know, newborns are really cute, but they're also real boring. Mm. And that was a thing that really weighed on me, was so hard with my first mat leave, was like 3 months to just sit around the house and just rock in this damn chair. It wasn't fun. So this time it's been really fun. I would say it probably took like a few weeks and then I was back on my Slack, back on my email, doing the Mandy Moneymaker thing. But it feels good to, I'm not doing too much. Like I'm keeping it very balanced. I'm doing a couple hours. I only have like one thing each day this week that I'm focused on. And you know, I've been working on a little extra project called a book. Yeah, are you excited. Texting right now? What are you doing?
No, someone just, you know, they'd be having, I'm like, I'm fine. I'm on the thing. Because Carol was like, I'm going to bring the kids over. That's AKA you're babysitting. I'm like, actually, I'm taping my podcast.
Excuse me, Carol.
Well, I don't know if you'd be proud of me, but I finally got the iPhone.
What? I just tagged you on a shady meme about Android users.
And guess what? I went all in. Look what I got on my wrist.
I'm texting you right now. Is it going to be blue? Is it going to be blue? Is it going to be blue?
Look what I got on my wrist.
And she got the Apple Watch. She has been indoctrinated. Because your name is Blue.
Honestly, I feel like I got married or something because everyone is welcoming. Oh my goodness, congratulations. Literally everyone. My neighbor texted me to say, hey girl, because one of my plants was like on its last leg and she came over. Yeah. She was like, give me that plant and let me save it. So she was like, hey girl, just let you know, putting your plant back on your steps. It's healthy again. And she was like, wait a minute, welcome to iPhone. I was like, is this what happens? People, Imani, our producer, was like, when I texted, she was like, hold up. Alyssa was like, you got an iPhone? I'm like, this is so weird.
Listen, this is a cult. The smartest thing they ever did was make it blue versus green so that there was like a difference and not even a good color green, just like kind of like that's kind of bright, kind of hurts your eyes.
Yeah, they did it on purpose.
Now this delightful blue. I know. You can get videos in the group chat.
First of all, I'm getting like on my Apple Watch, your text came up. So I'm like, oh, I can see it. It's Barbie.
Okay, but you got to silence that because it's too distracting with the watch and everything.
I will say I got the watch because I was contemplating, should I get the watch? Well, one, my Android, I broke it. And like the case was like kind of falling apart. And then I was going to go live or something like that. And it was in a holder and the holder squeezed the side. So it broke. And so I was like, it was in that moment. I said, what you going to do? You going to stay with iPhone? You going to stay with Android? Or you going to mosey on over to your iPhone? I wasn't sure. So I went to the store. I went to AT&T, and, you know, talked to the young woman there. We had a deep conversation and she was like, I think it's time. I was like, I don't know. Her name was Shantae. I was like, Shantae, I don't know. She was like, just come
on. No one can say you hopped on a trend because you are very late.
So I got the 14, whatever, plus, whatever, girl. You know, and then a few months later, what I really do like about iPhone, the fitness stuff is like really, I've been like, I mean, I'm still down my 30 pounds. You see, my skin is squirming, cheekbone popping. And so I really like the fact that like the fitness component, that's really why I was considering an iPhone. What is it called? Apple Watch. Look at me.
It's fine.
So when Amazon Prime came up, I said, let me see. So I just saw an ad or something like that where it was like the watch was basically $100 off. And you know I love a deal.
Because
I think it's normally like $400. Like I think it's like $399 or something like that. That's what it costs on Apple. And so I was able to get it for $279. That's why I got it. Because I was like, you know what? And it was like easy return. So I was like, you know what? Get it. Keep it for like a week. If you don't like it, you can return it. And you saved your $100. So I got $100 off. I can't lie. Loving it.
The best thing about the watch is the Find My Phone. You just like push the button and you can find your phone in the house. Cause I don't know, house is the Bermuda fucking triangle these days.
Yes. I will say there are some weird things that I'm like that are missing. Like, for example, it's something super so when I set my alarm on my Android, it'll say, you know, you've set this alarm for 10 hours from now. And that's really helpful because sometimes, you know, you forget AM, PM. And you're like, 10 hours, I meant to set it for 2 hours from now. And so like when you set the alarm on Android, it kind of gives you like this, like, just so you know, this is how many hours from now. So I'm like really sure I set it properly. That's something small nuance, but something that I'm having a hard time with, and maybe it's like my fingers, is that, you know, when you type something out and you might want to make an edit, like with what you typed out, I have a really hard time getting a cursor like to in between letters. Is that like it? Look at Mandy. I was like, is that a thing? Is that me or is that a thing for everybody? It's a thing for everybody.
I don't know. It's like, you're turning into my dad very quickly.
No, because I'm just like, I never had an issue with Andrew. I'm like, why can't I get that?
I don't know.
Cursor like maybe, right at this
word. I don't have
word.
That problem. You need to get acclimated.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You're typing, just use, I use audio dictate.
Oh.
And I send things with typos in it all the time. I'm like, you get the picture.
I mean, but all in all, you know, I'm pleased with it or whatever. I do like, I mean, because, you know, Android, that camera is top tier. But honestly, I do like the iPhone camera as well. And I do like the fact that, like, you know, the first time I got AirDropped, I was like, oh, I guess it's cute over here.
Oh, my God. I love. Yeah. AirDropping is the best. Listen, you will find more to love than to hate. And now I got to find my Apple Watch because I haven't seen it since December 2022 when I saw it at the corner of my couch on the floor. To the point, and I had it on my head that it's been there this whole time. And like last week, Enrique, my husband, finally was like, I'm gonna move the couch and vacuum back there. And I was like, find my watch. He didn't find it. So Lord knows where the hell that thing is. But anyway, I'm so happy for you. We both.
Yeah, I'm just welcome. You know, now, because you know, I've been on the computer. Like, you know, I love my Mac, you know, so I was like, so the fact that it's all linked together, it's cute. Although, like your dad, I'm sure, I was like, oh, I could not figure out how to make my computer stop ringing when my phone rings, which is.
Okay, now that does take, yeah. There's a do not disturb button on your computer that I would recommend just putting on.
Because it'll be ringing, I'm like, on your phone. Stop.
I have my do not disturb on too often to the point where people are like, we need you, can we please disturb?
breakthrough.
Like my husband.
Those are the biggest different like updates in my life.
We're gonna see Beyonce this Saturday.
Yes, I'm excited.
By the time you guys hear this, we will have been snatched and gotten our lives.
Yes,
I still don't know what I'm wearing.
Me either.
And I probably won't because I've already given up. I'm just going to see what the vibes feel like. First of all, it's going to be hot as Hades. Mm. And no one's there to see me. So like, and I sweat. So I'm like, and I'm, my boobs are going to be leaking. So I'm like, I'm going to need to wear a very thick padded bra, probably bring my milk machine, like my little, like, you know, hand pump, just in case. Cause it hurts, yo.
Yeah, when you get overfilled, like, right?
Yeah, getting heated, you know? Anyway, and like, I just want to be comfortable. I'm going to wear sneakers, but it's going to be a time. I cannot wait.
Yes.
And then the next day I'm going to go see Barbie.
Ooh.
I have a date with a friend.
I'm thinking about, I think I told myself, because my sister went to go see, she took herself to go see The Little Mermaid. And she was like, girl, I cried. I wept. Oh, it was beautiful.
Really? I still haven't seen that. That came out when I went.
So I think I'm going to take myself on a little day date. To like go just do it by myself, you know, just go in the afternoon. And I like that because I'm not a big movie person, but sometimes I like to just go in the afternoon by myself and like watch a thing that's like, best. You know, past its super prime, you know?
Yes. That was my favorite thing to do for a long time was go to movies by myself. Because who, you know, I'm not going to talk to them anyway. And you don't have to share your snacks with anybody. And it's nice. It's nice, but I'm excited for Barbie. The Barbie marketing team, listen, they should get all of the raises,
girl,
all of the bonuses,
because
you got me. I want to see Issa Rae as President Barbie, and I will be will be there. But I need to talk to you because, you know, on the other side of my having my baby, my other big goal was a book, right? And I got a book deal, y'all. If you follow me on IG, you know that already. But you know I've been on this journey for a year now. A year I started writing that book proposal a year ago. But I got a book deal. I'm writing a book with Legacy Lit, which is an imprint of Grand Central Publishing, one of the top five publishers, whatever.
Yeah.
And I have officially like started writing the freaking book. And I thought it was going to be really intimidating, but I just feel really excited. Like I'm just ready to pour everything I have into this. I want to make it so good. Do you have any advice about writing the book? I know the marketing and all that kind of work, but the writing, what was your strategy?
So my strategy at first, so for me, I always think like with this teacher brain that like I need a template, you know, especially if I'm writing like a, I don't know if your book is like how to.
Well, it's called Quit Your Way Rich. I have the book proposal, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I have 16,000 words already that I wrote for like sample chapters, you know? So I feel like I've got like, that framework.
I mean, like, you know, like for me, so for example, whenever I write anything, like any book or whatever that like, I like to be like, okay, what is my chapter template? Like for 1 week budget, it was like a quote, the step, a story, the you know, the how you do the thing, and then a visual of how to do the thing, and then a blank spreadsheet to do the thing. So for me, it helps because it's almost like I'm not writing this big, long book. Each chapter, it's like a mini book. So that's how, so once I figured out my template, so for Get Good Money, and same for Made Whole, because Made Whole is the workbook version of Get Good Money, I came up with the template of plan, do, review. And that's something that like I learned when teaching preschool, that it was like whenever the day started, you planned with the kids, hey, today we're going to go to the zoo, blah, 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 blah. Here's how the day's going to go. And then you do the thing, you know, you live out the day. And then at the end of the day with the kids, we would sit back on the carpet and say, here's what we did today. We went to the zoo, we saw the animals. And so I said, I'm going to do that for the book, that it was like every chapter was like kind of like plan, do, review. It was like, here's what you're going to learn in this chapter. Do the steps. And then at the end, kind of a review. And so once I kind of got that template in my head, then I can like infuse like stories and visuals and whatever I wanted to add as extra. But that's what I mean about like, for me, I always have to have some sort of formulaic template that's embedded in the thing, like for each chapter. And then, you know, chapters can deviate if I need them to, but it helps me to keep from being like all over the place. So that was one. Two, in the beginning, I'm just like, just throw everything against the wall. I'm writing all the things. Like writing without editing is super important. You know, like
you know, that's just like just, word vomit.
Just get, you know, and then, you know, and then for me, it was like, I wanted to, once I wrote without editing, the first kind of major edit was, am I saying the core lessons that they need to learn? You know, like so I had to cut out some things like, okay, like if I'm teaching the budgeting chapter, are these the steps for budgeting? Some of these other things are extra, like getting really clear about that. The last final edit was I infused Tiffany.
So once I was like, this book reads very well technically. Like, this is how you invest. This is how you fix your credit. Oh, this is, then I went back in and was like,
sprinkles.
Yes. And I was like, you know, cause I was like, where's my Zaza Zoom? You know, like, so I would go back and be like, ooh, this is like, you know, I'd read it and I would say, oh girl, you know, here you probably would crack a joke like, sis, drop down and get your noodle on, you know? Like, yeah. Or like, you know what I mean? So I would add, I added Tiffany back in because it was hard for me anyway to do all things at once. It was like word vomit, you know, what's my template? What are the core things? Like, what's the actual lesson? And then not that there was no Tiffany in it, but it wasn't my, you know, like I know me, there are sections where I'm like, Tiffany, if you were going to say this thing out loud, you'd crack this joke. So that way, when I read it, I was like, oh, this sounds like me. And then after that, it's just, you know, basic editing and editing again. And one of the best things that I think it was Lovey who told me this, it was the best piece of advice. When all that is said and done, read that book out loud to yourself, because shit be sounding different when you say it out loud. You're like, what the hell am I talking about? So like, not in the beginning, but once you kind of go through those steps and you're like, you added Mandy back in or whatever. And then you're like, now it's time to really like, you know, edit. Like reading it out loud, I'm like, hey, that's not as funny as I thought. That Biggie joke sounds irrelevant here. Because to hear it, because oftentimes you know what you mean, but to hear it out loud, you're like, oh, it actually is not translating. That was the best piece of advice that, like, you know, when it's all said and done, to read it out loud. Literally, like, I went to Staples, printed it, and it took forever because reading in your head is so much faster. Yeah. But reading it out loud, like, you know, yeah. So well, that's
you
like
do the audiobook too, right?
Yeah. Didn't so, but by the then, audiobook? Yeah, what you don't want is the first time you read it out loud is the audiobook. Because then you're like, because that's what happened. For example, Penguin bought One Week Budget, my very first book that I ever wrote. They bought the audio rights to that book from me.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, so I had to read it out loud. And girl, I was cringing the whole way. I was like, oh my God.
That's a long time ago.
I mean, I thought I was hilarious, apparently. I was like, damn it, Tiffany, from 11 years ago. It was
the
so funniest bad.
Thing you had to read.
I can't remember, but I remember I was like, so I'm reading and the engineer's looking and we're both looking at each other like, what are you talking about? I was looking at
you. You're like, do I have to read every word on the page?
Oh my God. It was so cringy. Some of the things I was like, because one, to your point, it was like 10 years ago. But two, I mean, I just thought I was so clever. So it was then that I realized, ooh, this read out loud should have happened. Yeah. Prior to me sitting in this booth. So that is like the final kind of like go through. Oh, and last thing, make sure for you, where do you want your reader to connect with you off the page? So I did not, it wasn't until like, I literally had to submit my final like draft. And it was like my book, what's it called? I had a coach, not a book coach, a business coach. He's like, oh, so where are you setting them in the book? I'm like, huh? I didn't have anything. And so that's when I came up with the idea of creating a toolkit. And so like, you know, like I want to say like, and almost in every chapter, I would say, don't forget to get your toolkit. So because my book is so technical, that just meant cover like copies of like the spreadsheets and things that are in the book. But especially if you're listening, like the audio version, you might not have the spreadsheets and things like that. And so all the things were in my toolkit, which was great because it made you come to my site. You put your name and email in, the toolkit pops up automatically, and I send you a link so you never have to do that again. But it allowed me to now connect to the reader off-site. And then, because not everybody was a Budgetista fan who bought the book. Some people just bought the book, but now they're like, oh, now you become a dream catcher because you're part of the bigger network. So that was huge, is to make sure that I integrated like that into the book so I can take the reader from the book to into like my digital world. So that was like huge and I almost missed out on it. Like that book added over 100,000 people to my email list as a result.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And people who downloaded the toolkit. Imagine, Mandy, how many people I would have lost out on. Wow. Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, that's such a, to like get someone to put the book down, type in a website, like that's, they really wanted to get that resource. Yeah. That's really smart. Okay, that's a lot to think about. I think for me, it's just what I'm going to get rid of is trying to say every day I'm going to spend 72 minutes exactly on this book, because it's just impossible for me to have a routine like that. I'm just going to I'm just going to say at least every day I'm going to touch something. You know, I'm going to touch the page. I'm going to read something. I'm going to tweak something and see how that goes. But yeah, I'm looking at it. I downloaded Word Doc. I haven't had to do that since like, I don't know, 2004. But that's how the publishing world works. So yeah, I'm getting into it. And I'm so hungry to connect with real working women, because that's who the book is for, right? And you know what I found has been challenging is a lot of people who engage with content these days is other coaches, other professionals and stuff, which is fine. But now I'm like, get out of the way. Yeah. Like, I want to talk to real, like, I don't even want to look at Instagram right now. Yeah, I want to go to nurse, on IG. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's who I want to work with. That's who I, you know, that's who I do work with, but it's been a little hard. I need to find a better way to just like sit with them. I'm wondering if I should start doing my, you know, the best sort of wrote the best foundation that I laid for myself as a career coach was doing those 200 free sessions 2 years ago. And I'm like, that was the most insight I got into what women were going through. And that has been my North Star for everything in my business up until this point. And I want another crack at that. Like, I want to be sitting with real women, even beyond Mandy Moneymakers, my coaching community. And yeah, just really getting inside their heads so I can be sure that this is the exact book that they need.
Ooh, you should do that. You should do a series of interviews so that way you can also hopefully include some of their stories in the book. I don't know if that's like something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anecdotes, for sure. And I have almost every coaching call I did recorded. So another exercise for me is going on walks and listening to those calls. But I'm almost like, man, 2021, that was a long time ago. Now it feels like people are chat GPTing their way to resumes and getting job interviews and like all this stuff. So, yeah, that's where I'm at now, is just really staying true to who I'm writing it for. And I just want to find her. And so if that sounds like you, please, you know, feel free to reach out to me, slide into my DMs. I started by emailing my entire email list, and I told them it wasn't hundreds of thousands like Tiffany, but it was a few. I got a little list, and I was like, what are you going through in your career right now, and how can I help you? It was like two sentences long. And I got so many replies, and that was just like a really good step for me to feel like I'm hearing from real women. So if that's you and you want to tell me what's happening in your career right now, what questions you have, what your goals are, what's stopping you, whatever you're going through, please like straight up email me or DM me. I will respond. I promise. info@mandymoney.com. And you can find me at Mandy Money on all platforms, but IG is probably the smoothest one to reach me. And that's Mandy with an I. Okay. Come find me, y'all. Help me write this book.
I love that. I can't wait. It's like, I think, because to your point, you have filled in this amazing gap where, like, sometimes I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, I see some of the stories of women who've been able to negotiate in ways they didn't think possible. And I love that, like, you know, even you share with Alex, your brother, how he was able to negotiate more on his, you know, after leaving his job. Yeah. And I just like, I don't think we realize how much power, you know, we have. And so, like, you know, and you're negotiating book. I mean, sometimes you might think it's just like working women who work, you know, these kind of like more traditional jobs, but it helped me to like negotiate more money from brands working with them. Like, oh, I never thought about that. You know, so it's just, I mean, I'm excited because I think your book is going to reach beyond, you know, what you think, because there's just so much to learn. You know, negotiating is not an easy thing. Like, even though, you know, I'm on my set boundaries, budget needs to journey, you know, but I still sometimes have a hard time asking for the thing that I want, you know? And so having scripts and having, also knowing that it works and watching how you've navigated your own, it's one thing for someone to say, here's the thing to do. It's another thing to learn from someone that's like, I had to do these things when they were really hard when this happened to me, you know? And so I know that they work because it's worked for women that I've worked with, but it's also worked for me. So I'm excited or whatever.
I'm still doing it now. Right before I went on mat leave, I had to negotiate a huge, like a brand deal. So yeah, I can't, I'm this feels like the thing that I'm meant to be doing mm-hmm. right now. And I'm very excited, which was nerve-wracking because imagine you get a book, because I've been asked to do books before, like personal finance books or like for mm-hmm. millennial books early in my career. And it never felt like the thing that I had to do. And it's such a long journey. This book will not be coming out until 2025, y'all. So mm-hmm. we're going on. This is a long-term relationship for me. And it feels like the right thing to be sitting with for that long, you know, so I'm laser focused, and thank you, Tiff, for all your support. Of course. Keep it coming.
Yeah, I've got some more. I told you I spoke to you. I went to Nashville for this thing called Author for Authors, where it's like some of the top authors in the country, if not the world, some of which have sold millions of copies of their books, and we just literally just did like brain dumps into each other. So I learned even more things that I'm like, I did not know. So I'll share.
Were you invited to speak, or was that like you were just going to go?
No, we were all just kind of there. Ramit was there. The guy who wrote Profit First was one of the hosts. Like, I don't know if you ever heard of Miracle Morning. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge book. He was there.
Morning, M-O-O-U or M-O-R?
Morning, like wake up in the morning. Here's how you can like start. Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's a guy whose restaurant was rated the best in the world. I forget his name, Will something. It's in New York. His book is called Uncommon Hospitality, something like that. It's like flying off the shelves. He was there. So it's just really interesting to meet people at different spaces and walks of life. You know, like you're just like, oh, wow, that's such a... I read your book, Jeff Walker Launch. Remember that book, Launch, that I told you it's like...
That was your book? Yeah.
He was there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you get to meet him in person?
I did. We took a picture because, you know, he put me in his book. And I was like,
He did.
Yeah, so we took a picture of me holding, like, me in his book. So it was just...
Aww.
Yeah, but it was just... What I really loved about it is that everybody was there. I was hesitant about going, if I'm being honest, because I thought, is this one of these upsells? You know, like, and at the end, you could buy a $100,000 program. No, none of that. Mm-hmm. It was literally just, hey, everyone in this room has sold, you know, over $100,000, 100,000 copies of their book, which is, you know, less than...
So that's like the minimum entry point. Mm-hmm. You have to have sold that many. Okay.
So it's like less than, and I think I saw a stat that they shared, less than 0.4% of books ever do that. And mm-hmm. so I'm sure there's something that you've done that someone in here that is not aware of. I don't care how many books you sold. So it was just interesting to be like, I never thought about that. And so it was just really, it was great. And everybody was just so giving and sharing. They were just like, and this is what I did, and this is what I did. So we all just shared. And so I say all that to say.
I think you get to that 0.04% if you have a scarcety mindset. I think you get there if you are willing to share. And
Yeah. So it was great. And I'd never been to Nashville before. I didn't realize Nashville was such a big, what do the girls go there for? Bridal shop. What is it? Like, you know how the men have.
Bachelorettes.
Yes.
Yeah, Nashville.
It looked like, I told Tracy, I was like, when I came back, she was like, how was Nashville? I was like, oh, because my flight got canceled, so I spent an extra day. And I was like, oh, everybody kept saying, you have to go down to Honky Tonk Lane, I think that's what it's called, where it's like all of these like bars and whatever. It looked like white Essence. Like, have you ever been to Essence Fest? Where it's like literally tens of thousands of black women excited and happy in the streets.
Yeah.
I was like, I have never seen this many white ladies in one place at once. And they were having a good time, honey. Yeah. Okay.
White girl wasted lane.
But honestly, it looked amazing because the bars were all really nice. Everybody was just so happy because, you know, it's just all celebratory. But I just never seen that many white girls in one place having such a good time. Everybody, of course, had the obligatory cowboy hat.
Listen, you didn't go to a state school in Georgia like I did, y'all. I saw enough of that to last me a lifetime now. That sounds like Athens, Georgia to me on a Tuesday. But shout out to Nashville.
But yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, well, I know you hear all those stats of like how many books will get to this or that or this or that. And I'm just, I don't know if it's like the baby, you know, effect or just everything feels like it's syncing up right now. But I am just, I can't wait to gift this to y'all. I just feel like this is, you know, going to help so many people. That's what I want to focus on. And as far as like the list, and I want to manifest all that best selling. And the mentality I've chosen is, why not me? Like, that's just my mentality. Like, I know what the stats have said my whole career about this and that and who makes money and who gets to senior levels and all that. And it's always been like, listen, as black women, all the statistics show we're less likely to do everything amazing, right? But that's never going to get us anywhere, just like leaning into those stats. So for me, my mantra is like, why not me?
Yeah.
What if me, you know? Yeah. What if this book? Why not this book?
Exactly.
So that's the energy I hope to carry through.
And that's the energy you put in. Honestly, I think when so many people write their book without intention, I won't say that, meaning when I wrote my book, I said, what kind of book? There's so many types of books you can have. Do you want some big, huge blockbuster that just came out? You know, I knew I wanted what they call a perennial seller. Mm-hmm. Like a book that sells year after year after year. And I remember the book I had in mind was The 4-Hour Work Week. And I kept saying, I want to write Tim Ferriss's The 4-Hour Work Week.
I still haven't read that book. Am I the only one in the world? I think I even might own it. Why have I not read this book
yet? I don't know. But I remember.
I'd probably be a lot richer.
That is a book for me that like had me think differently. Tim was not famous. You know, like that was his first book.
Yeah.
But it had me think differently. It had me, I mean, some of the stuff, you know, might not apply now, but at the time it was like, I never heard of someone say it in this way. It gave me clear directions about what to do. And it's a perennial seller, meaning that the information was so evergreen that like 15 years, I don't know how long it's been like a long time, like over 10 years mm-hmm. later, that book is still selling because it's such a grounding book. And I said, that's what I wanted. I want a book. Because some books are very timely. You know, you might write a book about the recession and because we're in it, or about an election, you know? So just being intentional about, like, I knew I didn't want that. I wanted almost my book to feel like almost like an encyclopedia. I'm dating myself. You know, like a reference book that you take
those
off.
Still exists.
You know, like you take it off the wall. You're like, because people will say that. They're like, girl, I was asking myself a question about credit. I pulled your book off the wall and looked at the credit chapter. And that's what I wanted. So having that in your mind as you write, literally, I would imagine my person like doing that, like, so as I'm writing it, so that way it was like my North Star of like, I called her Tanya. That's what I call like the specific dream catcher who like mm-hmm. I can imagine. I was like, I can imagine Tanya walking down the aisles of Barnes & Noble. I imagine Tanya seeing my book like, ooh, is that a sister girl on the book? Ow! And then pulling it and being like, ooh, this is actually sounds really good. And Tanya reading it. I imagine sometimes Tanya would read it all the way through, but sometimes Tanya would skip chapters. And if she was a skip chapter girl, does the book still speak to her? So these are the things it allowed me to write the book from a perspective of like really serving like, you know, like Tanya. And so, yeah. So whatever it is that, you know, whoever it is that you want to serve, because you know your lady or like just keeping her in mind, like how is she going to navigate with this book? You know, is the cover going to make her say, ooh, you know, is she the type of person that reads all the way through, or is she going to skip chapters? You know, do they need to do homework on the side? Am I going to have that for them? You know what I mean? So, you know, like it's exciting because your book, I don't know, you're going to just grow so much from like the writing of it, the marketing of it, and then all the people that are going to flood to like your platforms as a result of like learning about you through the book. So it's just a really exciting time. Like,
just to get the opportunity to write a book is freaking exciting.
Yes.
Even if it bombs, like I got a chance to write a book. Baby Mandy, whose one talent in life was only ever writing, is going to write a freaking book. So, anyway.
That's going to be on the shelves, girl. But yeah, girl, it's not going to bomb, please. With all this knowledge over here, that book ain't going to bomb.
It's just a damn blessing. Everything's a damn blessing, right? I'm just happy. I just feel like, you know where I was 2 years ago. Yeah. It's wild.
I know.
It's a really wild where things have gone. Should we take a break?
We should take a break. I know. They're like, girl. You can tell. I'm like, oh, that's why I forgot we're talking to other people. Because I'm just I'm just so happy you're back in the studio. Okay.
Me too. Missed you.
Oh, I miss you too, Mandra. Oh, I love you, girl.
I love you, boy.
All right. We're going to take a black and brown break. And we'll be right back.
Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, BA fam. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's incredible. This is according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 150 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Okay, it's smart. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/brownambition. Just go to Indeed.com/brownambition right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/brownambition. Terms and conditions apply. You need to hire. You need Indeed.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
And we're back. We're brown. And we're going to do, we have not done a brown boost, brown break in so long.
Oh, my days. So long that I forgot about it.
I know.
My man. Okay.
Right, I know, right? Like, what kind of brown boost? I know, girl. I was thinking about the same thing. Like, what kind of brown boost or break?
There's too many things to boost. I only want to, okay, but maybe you should go first.
Do I have to go first? Oh, okay. I do. I have something good. Okay.
Okay.
So I wonder if this is, I guess it'll be, so I forget. Girl, what is the, and now it's time to boost or break. Are you going to boost? Are you going to break? What you going to do? What you going to take?
It seems longer than it used to be.
Girl, it's been so long. I don't even know that's the song. Anyway. Okay, so I'm going to, it's like a boosty breaky. So while I was at Authors for Authors, met this amazing woman there, super nice. She sold her business in 2016 to a major conglomerate for $1.2 billion. Yes, B with a billion. She was just, you ever meet somebody who was like so nice and kind? You know, even before they opened their mouth, you could just feel like they're just radiating like, and Mother Teresa kindness. So anyway, so she was there, super nice. And my friend Lovey was there too. So she and Lovey were talking. I heard them talking. And they were just talking about work, work, work. And she was telling Lovey at one point, she was work for almost 8 years straight. She was working about 100 hours a week for almost 8 years straight. I said, say, why not? That's 2.5 full-time jobs.
Before she sold her company?
Before she sold her company, 2.5. Dang. You know, so 100 hours a week, like, you know, and so I was like, what, really? You know, but then she did something. I want to say it took her, I want to say that I think that she sold her company like year 8 or year 9, but under 10 years. So as I'm listening, and then we were just talking about the overwork and overwhelm and how I was just, we were just, the three of us were sharing. And I said, I don't overwork and overwhelm myself anymore. That it took for like my blood pressure to get to a place where I didn't even want to check it, that it was in the, you're going to have a heart attack space. And she was like, really? I said, yes. I said, now, girl, I go for a walk. I took a 2-hour walk today. I said, I nap almost every day if need be, but I walk every day, not even for the snatchness, although your girl's getting snatched, really just for the peace of it, you know? And I just said, I just refuse to overwork and overwhelm. I cannot do it. So we were talking and something told me to ask her because she just had this kind of like, I don't want to say quiet sadness, but a quiet, I don't know how to describe it. But I looked at her and I said, can I ask you a question? She said, yes. I said, you sold your business for $1.2 billion. She pocketed almost, oh, I want to say half, but a little short shy than half of that. Because, you know, this is like public knowledge. And I said, can I ask, like, was it worth it? The 100 hours a week for the 8 years to, you know, to do all, I mean, that's life changing. Mm-hmm. And she said, she looked at me and she said, no. And not no, but not well, you know, like I was expecting, like, honestly, the fact that I could do this for my family, she's married, she's got kids. Not that. She just said quietly, honestly, no. And then she shared some other stuff that I think is probably private, so I'm not going to share. I'm listening to her book right now. And so I'm like, I don't, unless she shares it in her book, then I'll share it. But then I was like, I don't know how much. But anyway, she just kind of shared why it was a no. And it was just a confirmation for me that it's that overwork and overwhelm. I already knew, but to hear from somebody who's achieved literally the pinnacle of what you consider success in business, right? Mm-hmm. Like to have, and they bought it, like the company bought it for $1.2 billion cash, which is like unheard of. Typically—
Who is this woman? Can you say her name?
Yeah, Jamie Kern. You can get her. Her book is called, so she sold It Cosmetics to L'Oreal. This is public knowledge and in her book, I'm listening to it now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the only female billionaire I know of besides Oprah is like the Spanx lady.
Yeah. So Jamie Kern. And so she has a book. Oh, what is her book? I'm listening to it on Audible. It's pretty good. It's called Believe It by Jamie Kern Lima. And so when she said that, you know, because sometimes, you know, you hear from people, but, you know, you're like, well, what do you know? But here's this woman who sold her business for $1 billion. It's the largest, you know, I guess the largest acquisition that in L'Oreal's 100 and something year history. She's done like literally, I don't even know, maybe there's 10 people that's done that, 20 people. You know what I mean? Like it's just, and to see all of that and even listening to like how much she's working in the book is giving me anxiety. I'm like, Jesus. Like, and I just thought when she said no, not, of course, I'm sure she's happy about the financial, but we were talking about overshooting our shot. That sometimes you do a thing and you pray for a thing and you tell yourself, I just want this thing. I want to be able to take care of my parents or my friends or make sure that I'm okay. And you get to that place and you keep working beyond that place as if it didn't happen. The same level of like anxiety, the same level of more, go, 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 bigger, bigger, bigger. And all to what end? And that's what she and I were talking about. We were like, to what end? You know, like, could 300,000 been enough? 300 million? Could two, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. To what end really? And then what have you lost in the gaining of that? You know? And so, like, so I guess my boosty breaky is, my break is the culture of overwork and overwhelm, you know?
Yeah, we be done with that already.
That hustle, grind, more. Yeah. That's the break. And the boost is the self-awareness to understand the things that really mean the most, you know, like your health, you know, your connection to the people that you love, you know, like Dr. Green helped me to realize that I over-index on people who love me, you know, and then, I mean, she was like, girl, between your parents and your sisters and your friends and dream catchers, y'all, Brown Ambition, listen, I can't go nowhere. I was somewhere and someone said, here's a hug for you. Here's a hug from Mandra. I can't remember where I was. I felt like I was at Marshall's. And she was like, hey, girl, so I'm going to hug you. No, you hate it. So.
And I'm Marshall's too.
But honestly, that's the stuff. Like, certainly, I know I could work more and make more money, but to what end? And so that is my, you know, the break is the overwork. And I'd already stopped doing that, but the boost is like the self-acknowledgement. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't work hard because that is part, like if you're wanting something, there's working hard, but the overwork is what I mean, you know? And what I told her is that I believe overwork is a lack of faith. You know, like in whatever it is that you believe in, if you think that you have to hedge your bets to go above and beyond what's actually required, it's like you don't really believe in yourself. Because, you know, the hard work, like the good, solid hard work really is enough. It's a lack of faith in yourself and whatever higher power that you believe in. And she was just like, yeah, because, you know, you think to yourself, well, if I sleep 2 hours, maybe I'll get it done. Instead of like, girl, actually, that's just not true. You know, like there's a law of diminishing returns and that, you know, even water, if drunk in excess, can drown you from the inside. You know, that anything good, if done to extreme excess, actually has an opposite effect. I had a friend in middle school who poisoned herself accidentally because she ate so many carrots. So many carrots. I remember thinking like, Allison
did
looks-
Did you watch that episode of Arthur?
No.
Did you ever see the Arthur?
No.
There's an episode of Arthur on PBS. Shout out to PBS kids, okay?
Oh, okay.
There was an episode of Arthur and Buster the Rabbit one of the characters ate too many carrots. They turned orange.
Yes.
You can poison yourself?
Yes.
All right. I bet Arthur ruined that for her.
Yes. And so I didn't know it was poisonous, but you know, carrots on the surface, good, healthy vegetables, but too excess will literally poison you. And so I'm just saying all that to say that like, if you're listening and working really hard, there's nothing wrong with hard work, but to excess, to over and above what's required and necessary and needed, you are actually working against the actual dream that you're hoping for. And so I hope this is a wake-up call that you're needing. And yeah, because that was such a wake-up call. I was expecting her to say, no, but let me tell you, girl, because da-da-da-da, la-la-la. She just said quietly, no.
No.
And I was like, damn, it wasn't worth the billy. Jeez. So, yeah.
Well, like our post on Instagram said today, I'd like a shot to prove that money can't be.
Maybe, I mean, Jamie's not brown or black, but I feel like I would love to have her on the show, maybe just to like, she hasn't asked her anything, but just I feel like it's just an opportunity to talk to somebody like in a way that I'm like, what was that like? You know what I mean? We should consider. I know we like to center
black and
brown. I
hope she's happy now. I mean, she's probably happy in other ways. Like, you know what I mean? There's family. I think you just realize, you know, what it's almost like if you're only striving for the money, when you get it, it's like an anticlimax kind of situation where like, oh, and now I have it. And you're looking around like, well, this isn't keeping me warm at night necessarily.
Yes. She said she used to go like in the book, candidly, she said like she would go on vacation with like, she would like treat her family to vacation and spend literally the whole vacation in the hotel room working.
Yeah.
She was like for 8 years.
I watched Below Deck. I know I see a lot of miserable rich people on yachts.
Yes.
Just like hating their friends. They're like, you're only here because I paid for this trip. Smashing champagne on bottles on each other. It's
like to what end? Yeah. So I'm just like, you know, it was just like I said, it was just like a good, I wouldn't say wake up call because I've already had my wake up call, but just a good confirmation of like, girl, lean into the love that you have and, you know, do enough, you know, but to make sure you can maintain like the kind of life that you want. But you ain't got to go above and beyond, Craig. Child, no. You know?
The best thing for me is when we go outside for a walk on my block, people come out to say hello. And it's just so like I love having that like just knowing my neighbors and knowing that they love me in return. And like, we just are there for each other.
I love that. So what's your boost breaky?
I'm going to do a boost. Oh, there's a lot. I came back to Mandy Moneymakers, which is my online coaching community. I've got like 200 women. Got them. And we connect. They've done my course in career and professional resiliency and all that. But anyway, we have a Slack channel and they can DM me any old time. The whole, you know, I like to be in it with these women. And one of my makers had lost her job. She was let go a long time ago, maybe like the beginning of, late last year. And I think that there's again, like this economy right now, it's mixed, which I actually think is pretty healthy. There's still people who are like some people who are having a hard time getting back, you know, after getting let go. But there's all these stories too of people who've gotten brand new jobs and, you know, are getting poached. And it's a very mixed bag, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to shout out my Mandy Moneymaker, Kristen, because she, and I won't put her full name out there, but she just accepted a brand new job. And it's not just like she's had this time off and she's really, it's been exhausting. You know, she was messaging me that her morale was so low because like the interview process is so long and you'll do, you know, multiple rounds of interviews, these big panel interviews. She had to make a presentation, you know, to potential companies only then to either be ghosted or told no. It's exhausting, right? But she reached out a couple of like last week to say that she had a job offer, like a job offer from a great company. And this is what I talk about. I was like, there's going to be a moment when in your career you get a call and it's the job, it's the interview that you worked really hard for, and they're going to call you and they're going to give you a job offer and it's going to be really good to start with. And you actually aren't going to have to fight. You actually aren't going to have to be a master negotiator because your value is so inherent. Like, they understand what you're worth because you have established that from the jump. I'm always talking about how negotiating happens way before the job offer. Anyway, this was one of those moments because she got her job offer. She sent me the offer letter and I read through that thing with a fine tooth comb. Aww. I was looking for things to call out. It was so good. Like, the relocation benefit was you even have job assistance for her spouse because she has to move. Like, I mean, all that, you know, finding a new place, give you a rental car, help you find schools if you have kids, you know, like pay for some rent for a while. Like, it was just so generous. And I just want to shout her out because it was a long ass road for her. And I know how hard that is, having had not a front seat with her, but just being indirectly hearing from her how it's been going. And so if you're out there and you have been waiting for that opportunity, just keep the faith and keep going. And I'm so excited for her. And it also is just amazing that that is part of my job now, is just to get to tell, you know, get to see women finally get what they're worth, you know, and get those opportunities. So
I love that.
Congrats to Kristen.
Yes. And I know she probably was like, finally.
Yes. It's good stuff. I'm excited to be back.
Well, that's not it, but that's the show for today. I'm actually going to be away. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this because we'd be having shows that drop whenever, but I'm going to be away in the month of August because I can, which I'm excited about. I'm going to be taking Supergirl to Europe. We're going to go to London, Paris, and the Amalfi Coast. I've been to London and Paris a couple times, but I've never been to the Amalfi Coast. I'm excited about that. And she is so, everybody who I meet is like, oh my God, Alyssa is so excited about. I was talking to my neighbor. They're like, girl.
Yeah.
Alyssa was telling me about Europe. I was like, wait. She is so excited. She texted me. She was like, what clothes should I bring? So she's already ordering her Amazon's Best, you know, whatever, or Shein's Best, or whatever food this is.
Yes, and you better be Instagram mom. Yes, you never take all. Yes, stunt on them, so she can stunt on her friends.
Oh my God, I already heard it because we went to the shore this this summer. I'd rented a house for 8 days, and my family and friends kind of rotated in and out. So she came. She blessed us with her presence because she definitely was. I don't know if I'm 100% gonna go. And I was like, girl, get your heart over here. So she came. And I heard her telling one of her friends, no, actually, I'm at the shore at the beach house. No, actually, she was like, and I'm going to Europe. She told her friend, and I'm going to Europe next month. So talk to me different.
I'm telling you, she's going to be one of those people that comes back. When you told me you were going to Paris, I'm like, she's going to come back and give people two kisses on the cheeks.
Girl,
and be like, mon ami, comment allez-vous?
Oh my God. But I love that. I want her to be a bougie black girl. You know what I mean? Yes, a bougie black girl from Newark. She got the best of both worlds. So I'm excited about that. But yeah.
She is the ancestor's wildest dream.
I know. But Mandy will be here. Yes, it is a way to do it.
You know, be the kid of the hardworking bajillionaire. That's the goal of life. I did it wrong.
But I will be here. But what am I about to do for August? Yes.
Oh, hold I'll be down. Here. Yeah. I'll be here. Let me see. I'm about to turn 36. I'm about to turn a whole year older. I know.
When is your birthday?
Seems August 6th, which I know is very close to Superman's.
Yeah, he's a third.
B-Day twins. Oh, happy B-Day to Terrell too. Yeah, we're gonna be with family and friends at a little house, rented a beautiful Airbnb in the Catskills. So
yay!
I told them, I was like, it's my birthday and we will be having a barbecue. And I'm a Leo, so I will want attention. And I'm not even gonna front. So plan a surprise for me.
I love it to you, though. I love it.
I'm excited. Yeah. Ooh, So I'll be here with y'all. Don't worry. I'm always holding it down. And then I guess we'll be back together. Yes. I'm glad I came back for just a little quick reunion before we pull apart from each other again. And when we come back in September, that'll be year 8. We're going to have our 8-year anniversary.
We should do something.
We say that every year.
I know. Hey, if you're listening and you're like a planner, like a party planner, whatever, like help us plan something like in New York or Jersey, something like, I don't know. It would be nice to like, for real, reach out to us.
At a minimum, we should do something together, but maybe we'll do something a little bit bigger.
Yeah, because we had something our first year and that was really nice. We had that dinner. So I'm like, we should do something.
With Brown Ambition and listeners, we did.
Yes, we should do something. That's what I mean with Brown Ambition and listeners. So if you're a planner, hit us up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Until next time.
Until next time. And check out BA Q&A. It's where we're going to go right now to answer y'all's questions.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, BA fam, we could not do this show without your support or the support of our team behind the scenes. The Brown Ambition podcast is produced by Imani Crosby and Dennis Stemplinski is our in-house tech guru. I am your co-host, Mandy Woodruff Santos, and we will see y'all next week, BA fam.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.